Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. This past weekend, I binge listened to / read / did a whole lot of journaling, like hours of journaling, from the book The Gap and the Gain by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. I have gotten really into their books and approaches to things, and this book was no exception. So it's going to be an examination of some of the things that they brought up and talked about from my own perspective and how you can apply it in your life. Because I think it's really important. And a lot of what we're getting into is how we actually shift our definition of success and stop comparing ourselves to others, which is something I have definitely struggled with. And that has held me back. And I think as high achievers in general, and women especially, we struggle with constantly using some measure that is outside of ourselves, that is extrinsic, to judge how successful we are. We do it on looks, on our body, on, you know, our success in our careers, with our family, on what balance is supposed to look like, on our houses, on, you know, how clean they are, like all of those things we judge on something outside of ourselves. And so what the gap and the gain is essentially how they define it in this book, is the gap is any time that you are comparing yourself to an ideal, which is all of this thing that I just shared. And, you know, we don't necessarily do this in all areas of our lives. And it's not necessarily something that you're just going to magically like flip a switch and turn off and never, ever compare yourself to anyone else again. But it is something that we can become more aware of. And so the gain is when we're grounded in things like appreciation and gratitude for the present moment. And it's us actually choosing to be happy with what we have in the present moment. And it, when you're able to do this, so much starts to shift in your life. So I wanted to share kind of the three areas that I worked through this weekend where I've identified that I have some gap, have had some gap thinking going on. And those have to do with my bankruptcy experience and my relationship to money, how I define business success and what that has looked like. And then also my body image, because that's something that, you know, my weight is something that I've watched creep back up after I lost a fair bit of weight, as many of us go through. And so those are things that I tend to look at with comparing myself against others, judging myself pretty hardcore, you know, not allowing there to be success or to really acknowledge where I have made strides or succeeded in any of those areas. And it's been challenging. Let's just go with that. And not, you know, those are areas where I tend to beat myself up. We've talked about self-compassion and some of the things that I brought in. And so I came at this weekend having some basis in, you know, starting to do some of those things that were shifting me out of this place of lack, right? Of, you know, nothing's ever good enough. The way Dr. Benjamin Hardy is the one who wrote the book, but he, you know, described the gap as like his kids at dinner have gaps regularly where like it's not the meal they wanted, or it, you know, someone else got a bigger portion of whatever. And so they're not happy with their piece of cookie because someone else has a bigger piece of cookie, even though they're all roughly the same size. It's that kind of stuff that, you know, we did a lot as kids, and there's never a satisfaction with what we actually have because we're always comparing it against what we lack, right? Hopefully that makes sense. So I really looked at the one that I journaled around the most, is because I've been talking about it, is, you know, the bankruptcy that I went through and what that really did for me mentally. Let's go with that, because I actually had a conversation with a a woman who I've shared enough about it, people recognize that I've gone through it. And so I've occasionally had people reach out who are just, you know, facing that decision of at the point where they can qualify for it. And like, is it something they really want to do? And honestly, the whole process, I mean, it was pretty painless in regards to like, by the point of time I got there, I didn't have anything left to lose, really. Like, I have a car, that's about it. And I was able to keep my car. It was relatively painless in that way. However, what it did to me psychologically and mentally in my business is something else. And it has been a lot, and has been like this thing where I haven't been sure, like, what am I hanging on to here? I'm also going to talk about body image too, because that one's, but I'm still kind of working through my own gap in that. And I'll be honest, like, we're all going to have our own ways that we do this, right? So you'll take whatever you relate to from this context of what I'm sharing here. And, you know, when we go through hard experiences, the other thing that was in this book that I really liked was a new definition of trauma. And because I obviously talk about it, I've recognized that I've had it, I've been on this trauma healing journey, but the way that Dr. Benjamin Hardy defined it is trauma is a disorganized and non-transformed past. It's avoiding and resenting our past in some way. And it happens when our expectations are violated such that you lose your sense of meaning for life and worth as a person. I'm just going to let that sink in, because I was like, oh, that is a new way to look at this. And so we all have events, you know, we tend to look at trauma as like these big things. COVID was like, everyone had trauma during that. But, you know, if you can look at it in that context of like when your expectations were not met and were met in such a way where you lose your sense of meaning and value as a person, like that's a new way to look at it. And that really confronted me with, you know, what am I still hanging on to from my experience going through bankruptcy? And being totally transparent, like last year, I did my taxes about a week ago. Last year is the lowest income I've had since I was about 16. And I recognize that I was doing a lot of healing last year and a lot of exploration and really getting honest with myself about what it is that I want to be doing. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a while have seen some changes. And I actually stopped the show for about 6 months because I was going into something in the, you know, more in the chiropractic realm. And I recognized that I needed that journey and I needed the pause. And I'm incredibly grateful that, you know, I was able to create that for myself, because that was part of what I needed to heal. And it's not any judgment or, you know, definition of my worth as a person or as a businesswoman or as an entrepreneur or a leader, any of those things. It's just like, that's a what is. And so we tend to attach meaning to the things that happen to us. And a lot of times that meaning can be something that puts us down, especially when we're comparing ourselves to others or to an ideal that is outside of ourselves. And so with this, where my big shift came from is, you know, we talk about success and how you define it. Success in the context of what we talked about, or they talked about in this book, is that the only true measure of success is looking backwards at yourself. Like, you are your ruling stick and measure. And so I was confronted with, like, okay, so what if, you know, I literally, you know, lost everything? So how is that a measure of success? But I was able to look back, and my journaling was around, like, how does my life as an entrepreneur look different now than it did back then when I was at the peak of, you know, income and all of that stuff and had a seven-figure practice. And so much has changed. It's like, I have free time and I'm doing the things I actually really love and want to do. And I'm energized by my work. And my business is so much simpler. And like, there was just this whole flood. I mean, I journaled pages of all the things that have shifted in a positive way. And just because the income piece hasn't come in yet, I know it's coming. And I recognize that the thing that I've been hanging on to, this fear of, oh my gosh, what if I lose it all again? And that's completely reasonable given what I experienced, right? It's totally reasonable, but it's also been holding me back, because anytime I've started to build momentum, it's like, oh no, I'm going to burn out again. Like, I can't handle that. That's too much. Like, I don't. And what I got as I worked through all of this is that it would literally be impossible given what I have learned, what I know now, how I've transformed, like all of the things that I've learned about business and finances and stuff that I didn't understand back then and didn't have the tools and the resources for, and how to structure things and like how I protect my schedule and all of that, it would literally be impossible for me to recreate that or to have that experience again. Doesn't mean that it's not possible that I could lose it all again. No, but it would be a completely different set of circumstances and life experiences that would cause that at this point, that would lead to that. And so it was like, I was like, huh, I can just let this fear go. And I bring all this up and, you know, share this part of my journey through that experience over this weekend. It just to encourage you to really look at, you know, where are you not living out and feeling like you have been successful? That's one. And where are you judging yourself or holding yourself back or living in fear and holding on to and feeling attached to the past? One of the chapters in this book was on transforming any experience. And the idea is to take it out of that gap place where it's compared to an ideal, where, you know, we're judging ourselves for it, where it's a lot of negativity, and actually transform it into an experience that we can learn from, because we move it into this space of, you know, this is part of my past and part of the journey of my own success and part of what who made me who I am today. And I mean, they shared some intense stories of like one couple that lost, and I think they had like two or three kids die for not things that they were responsible for in any way, like just crazy fluke things, like so much tragedy just in a short period of time. And they've been able to turn it into this incredible, you know, thing that has allowed them to share and grow and, you know, made them deeper, more connected as a couple, because they chose to make it, turn it into that kind of an experience rather than something that broke them. Like really powerful stuff, right? And so it can seem hard in the moment, especially when we're relating to our past in from that place of trauma, from, you know, avoidance, from resentment, from shame and embarrassment, which was a lot of what I've unearthed now that I can feel things again, was a lot of what was under, you know, how I was relating to bankruptcy and what's happened in my business and all of that. But when you can shift that and really see the beauty in what you have learned, what you have gained from going through that, and you can find them. Same thing with body image. And, you know, I've looked at, and this one I'm still, like I said, still working through my gap in that, because I was more focused on the business side of things, which tends to be where I go first. But, you know, if I look back even 90 days, so, you know, don't compare yourself to like the you of 10 years ago, or maybe you can, because the you of a decade ago was probably doing things that led you to wherever you're at right now. And so you've learned some stuff about what not to do, right? Like the me of 10 years ago was, let's see, I was 29. I was still really obsessed with running and I was super stressed out all the time. And I may have, you know, been thinner and weighed less, but I was dealing with anxiety and eating a whole lot of chocolate and going to coffee huts all the time and not managing my stress well, avoiding a lot of stuff. And all of that has caught up to me. And so when I look at me now, I've learned how to manage my stress. My cycle is changing in a good way, that now that I'm approaching 40, it's actually lengthening. I've had a really short cycle for a while. And this particular cycle, I've gotten really into heart math. I'm on like day 23 of actually utilizing the tools that I teach and talk about, which is also new. And I'm like doing my gain experience right now, you know? And so I like crave and love that. And I'm seeing my cycle change because my progesterone is actually going up without having to take anything, just because I've learned how to like manage my stress and allow my body to be in a happy space. Over the weekend, I had energy, which is crazy for me. And I shoveled the ice pack off the deck, which is going to be my summer office. And I'm so excited about creating this space. We have a 1,500 square foot deck. Our deck is bigger than the house that I moved out of when I moved in with my husband. But we have this beautiful deck with a view, and like, I'm so excited about it. And I actually had the energy and like physically could handle, despite that I had ankle surgery in November, and my wrist isn't, you know, at 100%, like I was able to handle. I removed most of the ice pack from our deck by myself because my husband wasn't feeling well enough. Oh, I went for a walk. Yesterday is the most active day I've had in a long time. And I've recovered well. Like, I feel good today. I'm not too tired. And my body's like excited. And my aura ring is online with that. Like, there's so many things that have shifted that would not have been true. Like, before, I would have pushed myself too hard, gotten sick, you know, had these upward swings and then crashed and burned hard. And I'm not doing that anymore. So, like, all of that is success. It doesn't matter what the scale says, it doesn't matter, you know, what other people look like or think I should look like, or, you know, judgments I have against judging myself against other people. It's what matters is, like, this is where I was and this is where I've come. And so in that place, there's always success, right? You're always growing and moving forward. And it's so freeing because you're no longer trying to fit into some ideal that you will never, I mean, let's be honest, we will never reach that. We all have these images of success and what that's supposed to look like that just are unrealistic. I've had them in business. I've had them about my personal life. I've had them about relationships. I've had them about all these things. And it keeps us from just being happy in the present moment. And honestly, if we can cultivate that, we're healthier, we're happier, we're, you know, a lot of those goals that you do have for yourself will actually come to fruition because you're just allowing yourself to be present and be in gratitude for the life that you do have. So this is a lot to think about if you have listened to all of this. And I want to encourage you, that book, The Gap and the Gain, it's not very long. I think it was 3 hours to listen to if you listen on 1x speed. I listen on like 1.5. So it didn't take long. I ended up getting a hard copy just because there's so many journaling prompts in it. That was really great. So if you want to check that out, go deeper on any of this, please do. If you don't and just want to take what I shared, you know, I encourage you to just look at an area where you feel stuck or where you feel negative emotions. It could be shame. It could be frustration. It could be guilt. It could be, you know, any of those things that come up. And can you reframe it in a definition of trauma, in like whatever reframe you need? Can you have compassion for yourself in going through that and what you've been through? And can you start to find the gain? Like, they might be little things, but they're still a gain. Can you start to shift the way you think about it and the way you approach it with, here's what I've gained from this experience? And I've gained so much through the hard shit I've been through in the last couple of years. And I'm so grateful for it. And, you know, my life looks so much different, and it can be hard to, we're so trained to focus on the negative and not what we actually have right in front of us that it can take a minute to shift that. And so it's just about starting to bring that conscious. So give yourself the gift of journaling, even if it's just today. Like, what do you gain today? I mean, you listen to this podcast, that's a gain. I hope this is something that's a gain in your life. No, I'm kidding. That's my goal with this. And start small and allow those things to start to shift, and you'll be amazed what opens up from that. Like, I just, even in talking about these hard things, I'm like, man, there's been so much greatness that has come out of them, and it's still coming. Like, I know that these levels of transformation are coming because I'm also choosing to let go of the fears and of the things that I've been hanging on to. It's like we're hanging on to this something, and I've known this about myself, and then I'm just like, you can finally let it go. It's amazing. So I hope this serves you. I got so much out of this book. I may end up doing another episode or two that's kind of springboards off of that. So definitely, if you're a reader or an audiobook listener, check it out. And with that, we will plan to see you on the next episode, which, and just a heads up, if you do listen to the show regularly, I've actually added a second episode on Thursdays. I'm doing something called Heart Connect Thursday, and this doesn't just go here. It's on YouTube. It's on all my social platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And it's just a short pause in your week where we walk through a process to just get out of your head and connect to your heart. So that's what I'm all about. And life is so much better when you do. So with that, we will see you on Thursday, and then have another regular episode next week. All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. Visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.